Oh, he's
very sour. Okay, yeah, we're here.
Here we are.
We're queer.
Get used
Forget
to it.
Forget about it.
So we're indoors, away from prying eyes, so we can be as douchey as we want.
Exactly.
With no
we
shame.
Can sniff for hours.
We can pour little puddles and snort it.
I'm going to take it to the next level.
We're going to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
Tasting beer is never better.
I'm actually going to douche.
Taste it to the next... What, you're going to what?
Douche. With the beer.
That's probably
level.
Not safe. It's
that's too much
infection.
Yeast.
It's like butt chugging.
No,
but
no.
But for grown-ups.
You want like a grain alcohol, not beer. It's not going to do much.
We're
I think, no, we're not. And I think that would probably kill you.
Yeah. To
You don't butt chug a grain alcohol, right? You don't. That's too much, right?
No, maybe not.
Grain. I thought the kids who were butt chugging were using vodka.
But also, if you're doing it in your vagina,
then you put it on tampons and put it there.
Yes, I've done that before. Okay.
Okay. In your vagina.
Now we know. I have both.
It got rid of the crabs. But.
You have both?
I have both a penis and a vagina.
Is it like a China's vagina situation?
Yeah.
Like an extra long
clit? It's just.
Okay.
It's just a big clit.
Yeah.
Speaking of big clits.
They have big clits.
We got a copper tail. Have you ever had a copper tail?
I don't think so.
No? Copper tail unholy triple?
Jesus. The art on this bottle is fucking awesome.
Their art is very good. Very good, and that's triple.
They have some of that art at the tasting room.
Right now.
This is a Green Bench special release.
What up, Green Bench?
They're not going to listen.
No, but they might.
They might. That we were given.
Gifted
by the owner?
The owner's wife.
So she owns 50% of whatever
he owns. If
that goes
south. That goes south. He's screwed. And this is a sour farmhouse.
Sour
one number one.
It's one of the farmhouse ales that they brewed like a whole series
during
of
Tampa
it.
Bay Beer Week. Mm-hmm. On Friday
they bottled a whole. They released all of. I think
seven,
there's
yeah,
seven.
Seven.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I don't think they're all sour, but they're sours. And
we were told that this is the most...
Drinkable.
Not the most drinkable, the most, like, it's crowd-pleasing.
It's a crowd.
It's a crowd-pleaser. It's not offensive.
Right, anyone could pick it up. It's easier that anyone could just kind of grab it.
Pack that up.
Because he wasn't sure, like, what kind of beer
we liked.
But little does he know.
We're beer professionals or beer pros.
Beer pro.
That's our new podcast, by the way.
Beerpro.com. Beerpro.com here. I'm drinking a beer.
we're butt chugging the...
Professionally.
That's how you really can taste it.
Yeah, with
through
your butt.
The taste buds.
That's where the term taste bud comes from.
I'm sure
at least one of those will be. I mean, it's sphincter. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, sphincter.
Fucking shit!
It's alright.
Okay.
It's better than the music in the background.
Is it though?
Yes, what do we want to go with first here? We got the triple, which is an ale.
Let's save the best for last.
Yeah, let's save the more intense for the last.
Oh, no, I was talking about saving Green Bench.
Oh,
for
this. Sour Farmhouse.
This is
going to
be
flavor. Yeah.
This is going to be higher in alcohol.
All right, let's
so
go
you're saying the farmhouse is going to be flavor.
Well, like a lot of interesting
We want to settle into it like a nice warm bath where it's like you got to kind of slow.
Do you want to make some coffee?
What are you talking about? Come on.
All right, let's start with what you got your hand
let's
on.
Tell you.
What is
this
that?
This is the unholy triple from Coppertail. Triple meaning what? Can I help you?
Triple.
Is that how you say it?
No, yeah, it is. I was just thinking about the fact that I said something and both of you screamed at me.
What did you say?
Yeah, he offered to make coffee.
Oh, yeah, that's
so stupid. I don't understand why.
You deserve
we're trying
to
drink
that
something
that.
Now.
I thought you wanted to ease into something.
Oh. The unholy tripel, as it's called, it has like a little monk.
Because triple,
mm-hmm.
they start, you know, ales real low. low altitude, then they made doubles as it got higher. Doubles between 6 and 8%.
Okay.
Triple is 9 up.
All right.
So the higher the alcohol volume, the higher the altitude.
But what does that have to
do with
no?
The only
that's
thing
just what they.
It doesn't have to do with the monk though.
But Trappist monasteries,
Jesus
Trappist
Christ.
Breweries,
uh-huh.
for it to be. It has to be brewed in a monastery by monks.
Right, right. Yeah, I've heard of these.
And there's like 11 of them.
These religion beers.
Yeah. And there's one of
also
Mass.
Religion
one
bears.
Of
the in the movie
bears,
The Mask.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a bear in that movie.
It's
okay,
very
sorry.
Sweet smelling. A nice flowery. I hate.
It's got
I hate continuing.
A hoppy flowery.
Floral.
But I feel like you can kind of get a stonk of the alcohol in that stink. You get a stonk of stink, alcohol stink in there? Like rubbing alcohol?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's like a little sting in
just
the nostril.
Yeah, stinger.
It is, I believe, 9.1%.
Okay. It does smell flowery to me.
So this monk has all these cool tattoos. And there's like
it does have a rubbing alcohol.
There's
a
little mouse on his shoulder that's playing an accordion.
Okay.
Roy's doing it. Roy's tasting now.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you could taste the alcohol.
Really?
At the end? What's that called? What's the end?
The finish?
Yeah, the finish, thank you.
Mm.
Sweet, then you get the alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
The bitterness of the alcohol really stays around. And this is probably a little warmer than you would get at. I pulled it out. That you can taste a lot more with a... Now, if that was, like, chilled, you probably wouldn't get...
I can see that.
It does taste flowery to me.
Yeah, and it's got, like, a lingering...
It's got a bitter aftertaste.
Almost a burning...
The alcohol
not
is...
like a hard alcohol.
It's not... I guess it's kind of there. I feel like I get it more in the scent than I do in the... See, I can definitely smell it.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't want to drink too much of this, I don't think.
No, it's 9.1, so it's going to be... Yeah, you have two of those. You're pretty toasty.
Would you like more?
Yeah.
I would describe it as unholy. Definitely unholy. So it's like super, super strong flavors.
Yes. I like it. I couldn't drink that before.
Yeah.
I've had all the copper tail.
I think this is a tough one to drink.
You would just want one and then go to like
something
a fucking,
lighter.
A Peroni
rock.
Or so. Yeah, like a real light.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is. I do like it. Now I've had it on draft and it didn't taste that strong. But then again, those are like 32 degrees, you know. Straight across.
So it's like a, it's almost like a grapefruit.
Yeah.
Not grapefruit, but well, grapefruits are yeller. There are yeller grapefruits and there are
pink grapefruits.
Pink.
And blood.
And pink.
Lots of blood orange.
Red.
Orange.
Red.
Yeah, it's a very cloudy,
mm-hmm.
Very small head when it was poured. I like it, but yeah, one and done, man.
Yeah,
like Joe Flacco, am I right?
Yeah, whatever. It's a sports thing, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
I know sports.
This guy.
I'm not sure how I feel, but I think I'm kind of thrown by it being warmer.
Do you want me to put an ice cube in it?
Oh, my God. I'm leaving. I don't know what I think. I can't.
I know exactly what I think.
It's the stink for you.
I don't like it. I love the artwork on the
I don't
bottle.
Like it. I love it. Yeah, the artwork is excellent. And
that's what you're going to get down at Coppertail.
Yeah, if you actually go down there,
they got
the
drawings on the wall.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's a cool space. And they have really good beers.
They are good.
They've got great beers. This is just isn't my taste.
I don't know how long they've
it's
been open,
too
but that, I got
for
this
me.
At Winn-Dixie, and I haven't found
really.
I haven't found it. Yeah, Winn-Dixie's got a nice little setup, like away from the beer, of Florida craft beers.
That's awesome. They got, I had no idea.
They got Three Daughters. They got Browns from Jackson. Excuse me. I think it's Browns, but it's from Jacksonville. And then, you know, your basic Cigar City and
Storm.
But yeah, I was surprised when I saw
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Because that's the only place I've seen it. In Winn-Dixie, you think.
In a grocery store. They've got it at, like, the liquor store and stuff. But.
Wait.
Coppertail. They sell it at, like, ABC, and they sell it at
ABC. Oh, you're saying for a grocery store.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying you found this in the liquor store that's attached
to
it. No. But, Winn-Dixie's the only grocery store.
I'm going to check it out.
Hustled it.
So that's the Winn-Dixie near you.
Yes. Yeah, like right down the road. Street.
Temple Terrace.
It's
Temple Terrace. Oh, you don't want them to know.
We're trying to live off the grid here, Rusty.
Yeah, people don't need to know.
Hold on, I'm getting a text.
Well, that's
just kidding.
You know, that's vague. Temple Terrace is a huge area.
But it's also considered Tampa too. Yeah. We can get stuff in the mail that says Tampa.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm in Seminole Heights, and there's one a little south of me where it used to be
a
Winn-Dixie
Bay. I think I've written that before.
Yeah,
I've written my address
on the website.
Social. And my
You gotta
put it out there.
You gotta put it out there.
Okay, so
yeah,
good things will happen if you just put it out.
Oh, I'm not gonna have a verdict yet on it. I'm still not quite sure.
Why don't we get on over to Green Bay? Why don't we hop on the bench?
The Oak Fermented Sour Farmhouse Blend Number 1. It's a lot of good words.
Very sour. Very nice, classic.
The bottle's awesome.
The bottle's beautiful.
I mean, like...
That's a great farm.
The only problem you could have with the bottle is, like, if you compare
there's
it to the other bottle.
There's not enough of it.
Right, no, well, you've got like, this, like, jumping there, right out. Yeah. This is, like, a classy little... Mm-hmm. Or, like, a throwback bottle.
It is
this
throwback.
One's jumping, pushing you into the future.
Yeah. The future of your mind.
By way of the past.
I was going to say, there's a Benedictine monk on the front of this bottle.
Yes, it's a future of your mind and heart.
Created by
he does have
monks.
Tattoos, so...
Yeah, it tats. He's tatted.
He's sour.
He's tatted up.
It's got a sour stink, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
It's straight from the stinky mouth.
Straight from the mouth.
How much have you had? God, you really got your nose deep into the glass. Do you need to sniff something to cleanse your palate?
What's wrong?
Okay, it's sour. It's not as strong as I was expecting.
It was strong.
Ridiculous display.
It's a slight sweet sourness. That's what I got from it. But it took a bit for me to get. I think it's, I'm overwhelmed by the old.
I think that because before I drank that, I smelled it and it was very, very strong.
This is kind of musky.
Elon Musk.
I excreted my musk into it.
I know.
My musk gland.
Your nasal musk gland.
Yeah, it's they actually are attached to the mustache.
Yeah, it's a little. It's kind of musky. It is a sweet.
Like a little spray.
Sweet.
A mist.
It's a sweet
sour. It's like you know what? Like sweet tats.
No.
No.
Come on.
That's not true.
It's like sweet and sour sauce.
No.
Yes. It's thick like that too. You can't tell from the image on the website, but it is.
It's an orangey.
It's thick like we thick. Just have sweet and sour sauce.
We got punks, guys.
It's sour up front, but then it goes away real.
It does
real quick.
Hmm.
Hmm.
I like it.
It doesn't stick around.
Really. I'm surprised at how quickly the taste fades.
Maybe it's that's like, the drinkability part of it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But it's like it's wholly pleasant when you have it in your mouth. So like, I wouldn't mind having it stick around. You know, like it's not
right,
like
it's not like a disgusting.
Yeah.
I wonder if the numbers are like levels of sour.
Number one.
Like number seven's the sourest of them all.
The most scrour.
I'm not getting too much. Oh, it's blended with golden sour and aged on Nasturtium? Anyone?
Nasturtium.
I think that's it. I think it's...
Nurse.
Nasturtium and dianthus.
Nasturtium is actually... It's where the word nasty comes from.
Oh.
Nasturtium.
Miss Jackson, if you're Nasturtium.
If you're Nasturtium.
And then, aged on Nasturtium, dianthus, pink sage blossom, and marigolds.
Nasturtium.
That must be where that...
What? Is a plant from the...
Quebec.
From the it's a genus of plants.
From the kingdom Plantae. So you know it's a plant.
It's a genus of 7 plant species.
Oh, fuck.
So they
in
they
the
aged
cabbage
it.
Family.
Aged, so they aged it on there. I wonder if
Hello,
they like...
Hello, cabbage.
Cabbage, are you out of your mind?
It's pronounced cabbage. So it's not like an overwhelming sour. It's pretty balanced with
it's
a bit of sweetness.
It's real quick.
And it just goes away very, very quickly.
Maybe that might be why he...
The name Nasturtium comes from the Latin nasus tortus, meaning
nasty,
nose.
Nasty tortoise.
As we all know, that means nasty tortoise. The dirty fucks.
I like it.
Yeah.
I could drink a whole bottle.
I bet if that were like fucking ice cold, that'd be
how cold?
Ice cold.
I just pooped my pants.
It's got a nice frothy head.
It's got a frothy
real
head.
Real frothy.
Very thick, fluffy.
Ooh, it's
got like a marshmallow.
Roy
head.
Is pouring it right now.
It's basically like marshmallow fluff.
Jesus Christ.
And
sitting on
it's got
bed
more of an amber.
Yeah, it's got a little sort of an orange. Compared to the unholy
color.
The triple. Yeah, it's very. Mm-hmm. You can't see through that at all. I wouldn't call it cloudy, but it's just.
Yeah, it's just opaque.
It's
good.
I like it.
Yeah, it's kind of different.
And very light foam head, mm-hmm. too. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, there might be
it
soap.
It crumbles. Good. Yeah, it does look like soap.
But yeah. Nice soap.
Unbeknownst to Roy, I squirted some soap.
This is where you talk over.
Hey, gang. Can we clean in on what's happening here? Hey. Roy is... I just came in that glass. That frothy head he's looking at.
A video of you walking up, grabbing the glass.
Whipped semen.
Ew.
Classic Rusty.
Classic Nasturtium. Dianthus.
It's a little colder because it was in the mm-hmm. fall.
It's like a...
Yeah, it doesn't stick around at all, that sour.
You know, it kind of
which
reminds
is a goddamn
me of ginger
shame.
Ale, even though it's
yeah,
not
yeah, I was gonna
like
say it's
gingery.
Like it's like an orange, not an orange soda, because that's way too sweet. Like an orange soda,
like an Orangina. That's
yeah,
like
yeah.
Half,
Orangina yeah. is how it's pronounced.
Yeah,
like there's half orange
vaginas.
Check out
half.
TampaBayFood.com for a cool review of Orangina, where I talk about Oranginas.
Just a plug, guys. Just a plug.
God,
and check out my orangina.gov where I whip oranges at girls' vaginas.
It's a government site.
It's consensual. I'm not just walking down the street.
Instagram.
They want it.
Where I take pictures of the vaginas where he's whipping oranges at.
The swollen bruise.
Where I interview the vaginas after they get beaten to a pulp.
Disgusting.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is like orange.
It is. Now that I've had more of it, the mm-hmm. sourness, maybe just because it's my palate's already been trained for the sourness or whatever. Mm-hmm.
You reviewed Orangina?
What?
You reviewed Orangina?
Yeah.
Like just the whole post?
TampaBayFood.com. This is before only in Tampa.
Yeah. Right, I know.
I did drinks and candy and I had like M&M reviews, like candy corn M&Ms.
I did remember that.
Yeah.
You saved me from buying candy corn M&Ms.
Yeah, they weren't great. They were slimy.
That's
in
public
there.
Service.
Now, yeah, I think my palate's accustomed to it. It really is not sour at all. It goes
it's
down
very
smooth.
Good.
And it is very.
It is.
It's like
it is.
A sweet sour, like I had said, like something I could pour over some rice. And chicken.
Like Sour Patch Kids. First they're sweet,
no,
then they're sour.
No, it's sour, then they're sweet.
Check out Tampa Bay Food.
I
review
those
of
too.
Blue
you
Sour Patch Kids.
You're just remembering the past.
I remember things.
I wrote
it's one
I wrote
of my many
stuff.
Talents.
So what is the percentage?
I don't know. It's a farmhouse.
It doesn't taste like anything.
It's a farmhouse, so it's probably between like 5 and 6.
I feel wasted. Although I did have a glass of wine at dinner.
What? Wait, you had a glass of wine?
Oh, did you want some?
I wasn't
offered any wine. I didn't even know there was wine. Did you drink it out of that glass?
Yeah, like apple juice.
Jesus.
Well, I had a nip in the bathroom.
I didn't fill up the whole
glass.
That's
just where I hide my nips.
I bumped a quarter.
I wasn't sure if you'd want wine and beer.
Wine and beer.
Alright, you can
beer.
Have some afterwards.
No, I don't want.
Yeah,
I don't want
late.
It. It's done. I just like beer.
So which one wine. Do you like?
Okay, well, I mean, like, especially comparing them, like...
I think it's too hard to compare.
I feel like I've really been won over by the sour farmhouse. Yeah. Like, I'm very much in their corner. So if they were competing head-to-head... I mean, I haven't even decided whether I like the unholy or not. Like, I'm still, like, on the fence. Let me take another sip. Let's see. Let's see where I am now.
I got a bottle. You can take one home.
Yeah.
And chill it. I mean, it's chilled, but I took
it. Butt chug that shit.
Butt chug it, man.
Yeah, in your vagina.
You set it right on the lips of the anus, and then you have Nicole come up and just smack it in the...
Oh, no, don't do that. It'll
shatters.
Suck.
Well, have her drill
Deception.
A hole in the bottom.
Did you just take a sip of that?
Yeah.
Well, it tastes a little different now that...
After the sour?
Yeah. That's I mean, sour. You're
Let
still
me try
seeing,
it.
You're still getting...
I gotta say, the warmness really throws me on the unholy.
Are you just... Yes, like exactly what I said. Didn't I say that? Word for word.
I don't remember.
She remembers things. That's her thing. A little bitch.
I'd go with the sour.
I would too.
It's
well,
not as bitter, actually, after you drink
yeah,
the sour.
Yeah, I feel like... I feel
the
like
unholy
like,
isn't.
It sheds a bit of a citrusy light on the unholy.
Yeah.
So
well,
what
I
we're
think
saying
this is more...
we need to mix the two.
Oh, God, no.
What are you talking... Why don't you go make coffee?
There needs to be a copper tail
green bench. A what?
A Green Bench Coppertail collab.
That's not what a collab
yeah,
is.
Yeah, but you need, like,
they don't just
I mean,
mix
if they if they just did sours, then it'd be like, we're doing a collab. We're going to make a sour Coppertail, motherfucker.
Why are they from Boston?
That's not Boston?
What is it? New
I
York?
Can't say.
Somewhere
I can't
dumb.
Say.
I don't want you.
I'm not telling.
It's my secret.
It's Puff Daddy.
Is it? That was good.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely go with the sour.
I like the sour.
It's one hell of a drink.
It's lighter. This is it.
It's a clear winner.
Because it is 9.1.
Yeah, but
yeah,
but in its,
so
I feel
much.
Like it is a heavy. Like yep. I can taste it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's somewhere like you throw it back. You're like I. You
know, yeah.
But I can taste.
How did I get here? And why are my pants
what?
Off?
That's what copper does.
But right. But I mean, like, even though you can kind of taste it, like it's not so much that you're like ooh.
Right.
It's
Right, no, that's what I was thinking. I was like, well, I'm not here going,
so it must be okay.
I haven't hit the point of, ooh.
I've hit the point of,
ooh. How about Tim Allen?
Man Taylor.
What did Joey Lawrence say?
Whoa!
Oh, yeah. There's a scale of noises from guys from TV.
I think that, I mean, like, if I were going to think of a beer... I would sooner think of the Unholy Triple than I would this sour farmhouse.
Like when it comes to like
just a, what a beer is, because this is like a drink.
Right.
It's not like a drink like an alcoholic drink. But it's like a drink. It's like, hey, I'm gonna have this drink.
It is.
I have a soda. I have a farmhouse.
So this is something you could drink at work at your desk.
What I'm saying is that legally you should be allowed to.
Based on the taste.
Based on the taste.
Whether it's an
and
alcohol.
And the rating scale of
right.
Whoa.
Listen.
So, whatever.
I forget Rusty's.
Oh, mine was. It's probably funny though.
Yeah, I've been trying to drink Four Locos at work forever. And I'm buying it. It's just an energy drink that gets me crunk.
Do they still sell it and it's just reduced amount of alcohol in it? Is that the joke or is there no...
I'm guessing that it's probably reduced because they still have them. What's the point? They take the alcohol and it's just an energy drink? That's not the fun.
That.
Listen,
now
I gotta make my own.
This is the natural progression that any beverage has to go through. Coca-Cola used to have cocaine in it, you know?
And an alcoholic beverage used to have alcohol in it. But why'd they take it down? Drink responsibly, you cocksucker.
That's true.
Like, what are they doing? Were they having heart attacks?
Yeah, I think they were just having full-on brain hemorrhages.
I think they were masturbating so furiously that the skin...
Did they pull their putt off?
No, the whole thing. Just the skin.
Just the skin. Like a rattlesnake shedding its skin. So what do you like? We all like the sour.
We're all on the sour train.
I think we're all on the sour
train. I mean,
the sour train.
We're all on the bench. And we're drinking this salad.
Yeah, hey, coach, put me on the bench. The green bench. And that's when you slap your coach in the face.
So, the conclusion here is that the unholy is unholy awful. No, it's not bad. It's just a tough drink, and it's kind of hard.
It's a robust drink.
It is robust. But it's, well crafted. The sour is something very good. Anybody
very
can drink.
Very good, very drinkable.
You might not want to hand it to a
child.
Alcoholic.
You know, not with any adults are around. But you can, hey, little guy.
Yeah, so you can give it to children, just don't let anyone else know. In conclusion, the sour is an excellent drink. I really wouldn't classify it as a beer, but... It's a lightly alcoholic. It actually is kind of reminiscent of the kombucha tea.
Yeah.
Because it's got a bit of like the kind of acidity to it, and
What's wrong?
Did I pronounce it wrong or something?
Kombucha. No, I just hate kombucha.
We had it at that place and it was good.
They had a Southern Brewed one.
Oh, they did.
It was awesome.
It was like 0.5 alcohol.
I've never had it before.
Have you seen the kombucha baby?
Is that racist?
No.
Is that like a Japanese?
I don't know what that is.
It's like the little, like it's the thing
it's
that...
It's a, what is it, a live culture.
It's live culture. Bacteria culture. It looks culture. Like little
worms. Don't look at it.
I don't want to know.
Don't look at it.
I mean, like, you know, we eat animals and shit.
Speak for yourself.
I will drink whatever.
I mean, that's hot. Like, that's good.
That's hot.
It is hot. Like
watch it.
Yeah. Okay.